We'll start our opening prayer. God and Father, we thank thee for this opportunity again to preach the gospel, and we thank thee for the power of the gospel and the finished work of the Lord Jesus. We thank thee that we've been hearing of one who has been recently saved, a young person, and we thank thee for that encouragement that David had and others where he's preaching, and we pray for continued blessing as the gospel goes forth. And we particularly think now of the next half an hour as we open thy word and speak of the Lord Jesus Christ and of as him as the Saviour for all sinners who will turn in repentance and faith to him. And so we thank thee for everyone who's on the call, and we pray thy help for us now as we read from the scriptures, the word of God, and that thou will speak to all our hearts as thou seest we need. We ask that the name of the Lord Jesus will be glorified and honored in the salvation of sinners today. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we're turning to a few scriptures today. First of all, to the book of the prophet Isaiah and chapter 1. I'll read these scriptures and Raquel will read them one by one in Tagalog as we go through. So Isaiah chapter 1, and I'm reading from verses 4 to 6. A sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment.
So ating basahin sa araw na ito, ating babasahin ang mga ang salita ng Diyos mula sa aklat ng Isaias, chapter 1, verse 4 hanggang 6. Verse 4, bansang makasalanan, mga taong puno ng kasamaan, mga anak ng masasamang tao, mga anak ng katiwalian, itinakwil ninyo si Yahweh, nilait ang banal na Diyos ng Israel, at pagkatapos ay tinalikuran ninyo siya. Verse 5, bakit patuloy kayong naghihimagsik? Nais ba ninyong laging pinaparusahan? Ang isip ninyo'y gulong-gulo, ang damdamin ninyo'y nanlulumo. Verse 6, kayo'y puno ng karamdaman mula ulo hanggang paa. Katawan ninyo'y tadtad ng pasa, latay at dumudugong sugat. Ang mga ito'y nagnanaknak na at wala pang benda, at wala man lamang gamot na mailagay.
And now in the same chapter, verse 18, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
At sa Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, sa Tagalog, magsiparito kayo ngayon at tayo'y magpaliwanagan, sabi ng Panginoon. Bagamat ang inyong mga kasalanan ay maging tila mapula, ay magiging maputi na parang niebe. Bagamat maging mapulang gaya ng matingkad na pula o crimson, ay magiging maputi gaya ng bulak.
And now we're going over to the Psalms, Psalm number 51. And verse 7, Psalm 51 and verse 7, reads, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow."
At sa aklat ng mga awit, chapter 51, verse 7, ay ating mababasa, "Linisin mo ako ng hisopo at ako'y magiging malinis. Hugasan mo ako at ako'y magiging kasing puti ng niebe."
And now verse in the New Testament from the first epistle of John, chapter 1 and verse 7. First epistle of John, chapter 1 and verse 7. "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin."
At sa unang aklat ni Juan, chapter 1, verse 7, "Ngunit kung namumuhay tayo ayon sa liwanag, gaya ng pananatili niya sa liwanag, tayo'y nagkakaisa, at ang lahat ng ating kasalanan ay nililinis ng dugo ni Jesus na kanyang anak."
And now in the verses we read from Isaiah chapter 1, there is a description of the condition of the nation of Israel in the days Isaiah wrote these words. Verse 4 tells us that they were sinful, laden with iniquity, they were lawless, evildoers, corruptors, they had forsaken the Lord. Therefore, God was angry with them.
Sa mga talatang ating binasa mula sa Isaiah chapter 1, inilalarawan nito ang kalagayan ng bansang Israel nang panahong isulat ni Isaiah ang mga salitang ito. Ipinahayag ng talatang 4 na sila ay makasalanan, puno ng kasalanan, sila ay hindi sumusunod sa batas, masasamang tao, mga tiwali, at tumalikod sa Diyos, kung kaya ang Diyos ay napopoot sa kanila.
Now, how similar that state of things is to our own condition before God. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were all born sinners because we all have had a sin nature passed on to us from Adam, who first disobeyed God. By one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin," that's Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
Makikita natin ang ating kalagayan sa paningin ng Diyos ay kahalintulad nito, sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang nakaabot sa kalwalhatian ng Diyos. That's sa aklat, ito'y mula sa aklat ng Roma, chapter 3, verse 23. "Tayong lahat ay isinilang na makasalanan, sapagkat tayo ay may makasalanang kalikasan na nagmula kay Adan nang suwayin niya ang Diyos. Sa pamamagitan ng isang tao, ang kasalanan ay pumasok sa sanlibutan, at ang kamatayan ay lumaganap sa lahat ng tao."
We do need to remember that God cannot tolerate sin. God is holy. That was why God was angry with the nation of Israel, of which we read. It is right for God to be angry with us. It is what we deserve, because God is holy and we are guilty sinners. And Psalm 7 verse 11 says, "God is angry with the wicked every day."
Tandaan nating ang kasalanan ay hindi kailanman papahintulutan ng Diyos na banal. Nararapat lamang na ang Diyos ay mapuot sa atin sapagkat siya ay banal at tayo ay puno ng kasalanan. Sa awit chapter 7 verse 11 ay ating mababasa, "Ang Diyos ay napopuot sa masasama sa bawat araw."
We have to warn you today of how serious sin is. Some people in the world talk about the seven deadly sins. But all sins are deadly, not just seven. And if you continue in your sin and will not turn from it, you face the everlasting judgment of God. And Psalm 9, verse 17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God."
Binabalaan namin kayo kung gaano kalubha ang kasalanan. May ilang tao o sekta na naniniwala sa pitong nakamamatay na kasalanan o ang tinatawag na seven deadly sin na katuruan ng mga Katoliko. Subalit ang lahat ng kasalanan ay nakamamatay, hindi lamang ang pitong kasalanan. At kung magpapatuloy kayo sa inyong kasalanan at hindi ninyo ito tatalikuran, haharapin ninyo ang walang hanggang kahatulan ng Diyos. Ang masasama ay magtutungo sa impyerno at ang lahat ng bansang nagtakwil sa Diyos. Ito ay mula sa Awit, chapter 9, verse 17.
Satan makes some sins look attractive and pleasant. But Hebrews chapter 11, verse 25 tells us that those pleasures of sin only last for a season. And Isaiah chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 reveal the dreadful condition of soul and body that comes from living a life of sin, describing from feet to head where sins committed will bring you sickness, faint-heartedness, wounds, bruises, sores. We can look around us and see the evidence of the effect of habitual sin in people's lives and upon their bodies too.
Marahil by mga kasalanang kaakit-akit at nakalulugod, sapagkat ito ang nais ni Satanas. Sa Hebreo chapter 11 verse 25 ay nagsasaad na ang kaaliwang dulot ng kasalanan ay panandalian lamang. Sa Isaiah chapter 1 verses 5 hanggang 6, ipinakita dito ang kalunos-lunos na kalagayan ng kaluluwa at ng katawan mula sa pamumuhay na puno ng kasalanan. Inilalarawan mula ulo hanggang paa ang epekto ng kasalanan, pagkakaroon ng sakit, kahinaan ng loob, mga sugat at pasa. Makikita natin sa ating paligid ang ebidensya at epekto ng pagkalulong sa kasalanan sa buhay ng tao at maging sa kanilang katawan.
Well, so far we have seen a gloomy and hopeless picture. Man's ruin because of sin. But we are very thankful to be able to tell you about God's remedy. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15.
Sa ngayon, maaaring mapagtanto natin ang kawalan ng pag-asa at ang madilim na katotohanan sa pagkasira ng tao dahil sa kasalanan. Subalit kami ay nagpapasalamat na maipahayag namin sa inyo ang lunas na bigay ng Diyos. Totoo ang pahayag na ito at dapat paniwalaan ng lahat. Si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan. 1 Timoteo chapter 1 verse 15.
Only the Lord Jesus can save you and deliver you from sin and the awful sin wounds in your life. Medicines and ointments may heal bodily wounds, but only the Lord Jesus can forgive your sins.
Tanging ang Panginoong Jesus lamang ang makapagliligtas sa inyo mula sa inyong mga kasalanan. Ang mga gamot at pamahid ay maaaring makapagpagaling sa pisikal na karamdaman. Datapuat, ang Panginoong Jesus lamang ang makapagpapatawad sa inyong mga kasalanan para sa kagalingan ng espiritual na karamdaman.
Now, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 is a wonderful verse where God is coming to you to tell you, reason together with you concerning what has been made possible for you by the work of the Lord Jesus upon the cross when he suffered and died for your sins.
Mula sa Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, ito ay nagpapahayag na ang Diyos na siya at kayo ay magpaliwanagan patungkol sa kung ano ang ginawa ng Panginoong Hesus sa krus nang siya ay magdusa at mamatay para sa kasalanan.
He speaks about your sins being as scarlet. That color scarlet is made by the crushing of a small worm. Sins have a crushing effect, a damaging effect on your life. Yet because the Lord Jesus loves you, he was willing to shed his blood and go through dreadful suffering when God made him to be sin for us, which 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 tells us.
Inilalarawan sa talatang ito na ang kasalanan ay kahalintulad ng kulay na pula. Nang unang panahon, ang kaparaanan upang makagawa ng kulay na pula ay sa pamamagitan ng pagpiga o pagdurog sa isang uri ng insekto, kagaya ng kasalanan na makakasira sa inyong buhay. Subalit ipinakita ng Panginoong Hesus ang kanyang pagmamahal ng kanyang ibuhos ang sariling dugo at magdusa ng ang Diyos Ama ay ituring siyang makasalanan para sa atin. Ang mga talatang ito ay mula sa ikalawang Korinto, chapter 5, verse 21.
The Lord Jesus cried, "It is finished," after his suffering on the cross, so that God can now clear you of your sin and guilt, and you can be made white as snow, those scarlet sins all forgiven, and guilt removed. You may never have seen snow if you've always lived in the Philippines, but freshly fallen snow is perfectly white and clean.
Maaring linisin ng Diyos ang inyong kasalanang kahalintulad ng kulay na pula at gawin itong kasing puti ng niyebe, sapagkat tinapos ng Panginoong Hesus ang gawaing itinalaga ng Diyos para sa kapatawaran ng kasalanan. At para sa inyong kaalaman, ang bagong buhos ng niyebe ay napakaputi at napakalinis tingnan.
Crimson is another deep red color, as is scarlet. The color red clearly reminds us of the color of blood. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, we are also told that our sins are red like crimson. But if God forgives your sins, you can be as wool.
Sa English version ng ating talata sa Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 ay binanggit din ang kulay na crimson. Ito ay isang uri ng kulay na pula na maihahalintulad sa kulay ng dugo. Sa English version ay inilahad ng ating kasalanan, bagamat kagaya ng pulang crimson, ay ito'y magiging malinis na kagaya ng lana o bulak kung tayo ay hihingi ng kapatawaran sa Diyos.
When God made the Lord Jesus to be sin for us, he shed his blood, he died for us, and by repenting of your sin and trusting in the Lord Jesus alone to save you, he will save you immediately, forgive you, and clearly clear you of your guilt. Because the Lord Jesus has finished the work on the cross, not only did he die, but he was raised again from the dead for our justification. That's Romans chapter 4, verse 25. And God is now able to clear us of our guilt and cleanse and forgive our sins.
Nang ituring ng Diyos ang Panginoong Hesus bilang makasalanan para sa atin, ibinuhos niya ang kanyang dugo at namatay para sa atin. At kung kayo ay magsisisi sa inyong mga kasalanan at magtiwala lamang sa Panginoong Hesus para sa inyong kaligtasan, kapag dakay matatanggap nyo ang kapatawaran at ang paglilinis ng inyong kasalanan, sapagkat tinapos ng Panginoong Hesus ang kanyang ginawang alay sa krus, hindi lamang siya namatay, bagkus siya ay muling nabuhay. Nabuhay na muli upang tayo ay ipawalang sala. Maaari nang patawarin at linisin ng Diyos ang ating mga kasalanan.
We also read from Psalm 51, verse 7. That psalm is a prayer of repentance from sin. Sin that David, the king of Israel, committed. Although David was a king, he had to humble himself. He said, "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean." Hyssop is a small herb that grows out of walls of buildings. In the Bible, it is a picture of humility. David humbled himself and confessed his sin to God and was cleansed and forgiven.
Atin ding nabasa sa Awit chapter 51 verse 7 ang panalangin ni Haring David. Bagamat sa paghingi ng kapatawaran sa kanyang kasalanan, bagamat siya ay hari, siya ay nagpakababa. Sinabi niya, "Linisin mo ako ng hisopo at ako ay magiging malinis." Ang hisopo ay isang uri ng halamang gamot na tumutubo sa batong pader. Sa Biblia, ito ay naglalarawan ng kababaang loob. Nagpakababa si David at humingi ng kapatawaran at inamin ang kanyang mga kasalanan sa Diyos, at siya ay nilinis at pinatawad.
King David also prayed, "Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow." His sins were forgiven, his guilt was removed, and he was made right with God.
Idinalangin din ni Haring David na siya ay hugasan at siya ay magiging maputing kagaya ng niebe. Ang kanyang kasalanan ay pinatawad, ang masamang pakiramdam ay inalis, at siya ay pinaging matuwid sa harap ng Diyos.
Finally, we read from the first epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 7, which is telling us that once we are saved, having turned from the darkness of our sin, we begin to walk in the light. And we are brought into God's family. We are then in the light because God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. 1 John chapter 1, that's verse 5.
Sa pagtatapos ating binasa sa unang Juan chapter 1 verse 7 na kung tayo ay maliligtas sa ating pagtalikod sa kadiliman ng ating kasalanan, tayo ay magsisimulang lumakad sa kaliwanagan at tayo ay mapapabilang sa pamilya ng Diyos. Tayo ay nasa kaliwanagan na sapagkat ang Diyos ay liwanag at sa Kanya ay walang kadiliman. 1 Juan chapter 1 verse 5.
And why not be saved today, trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He loves you and died for you. Once you are saved forever and can never be lost. You can then rest upon his promise and trust in the work that he has done and know personally from that moment on that God promises you that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. That's 1 John chapter 1, verse 7.
Magtiwala kay Jesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas ngayon. Mahal niya kayo at siya ay namatay para sa inyo. At kayo ay ligtas magpasawalang hanggan. At hindi na mawawala ang inyong kaligtasan at hindi na mawawala ang inyong kaligtasan at ang at sa parusa ng Diyos ay at hindi na ninyo makukuha ang parusa ng Diyos at makakamtan ninyo ang pangako ng Diyos na ang dugo ni Hesukristo na kanyang anak ay maglilinis sa atin mula sa kasalanan. Unang Juan chapter 1 verse 7.
Now do not leave it too late. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation."
Huwag nyo nang ipagpaliban ang kaligtasan. Masdan, ngayon na ang katanggap-tanggap na panahon. Ngayon na ang araw ng pagliligtas. Ito ay mula sa ikalawang Korinto, chapter 6, verse 2.
I will close with prayer. God and Father, we thank thee that we have read in thy word. Yes, we've read of the terrible condition that we're all in as sinners before thee, and how that we need to be forgiven and cleansed from sin and its guilt. Oh, that no one may continue in sin and their lives get bruised and ruined by sin. We pray that this very day thou would help them to turn to the Lord Jesus, see their need to do that, to repent of their sin, turn from it, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive eternal life. We thank thee the Lord Jesus has died on that cross, shed his blood, and he's gained the victory over sin. He's risen from the dead, and he's in heaven today. And that is where he wants every one of us to be. But we know it's only possible if we'll turn to him from our sin. And if anyone on the call have not done that yet, we pray that thou would help someone to get to Christ today and have that transforming knowledge of being turned from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, and receive today forgiveness of sins and a home in heaven to look forward to, and never know the horrors of hell because they've been saved and forgiven and delivered from the judgment of God. And we thank thee for the finished work of the Lord Jesus, and for the work that he's done there, which is available. Salvation is available at this moment to all, but pray that there won't be anyone who will leave it too late, but may put this matter right with thee and get the sin question settled and trust the Lord Jesus as their own Lord and Saviour. We thank thee for everyone who's listened in today, and bless us everyone according to our needs, we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.